Republican cracks, a Saudi nuclear deal's hidden beneficiaries, and Democratic fault lines. AFP Action, the political arm of the Koch network, published internal polling this weekend classifying 1 in 5 core Republican base voters as at risk ahead of November midterms, with declining trust on the economy, grocery prices, housing costs, energy bills as the primary driver. The data provided the context for White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt's acknowledgement of an affordability crisis, which she attributed to Biden-era policies. The statement directly contradicted Trump's own framing that affordability, as a political concern, is a Democrat-invented term. When an administration's communications operation runs a different line than the principal at the White House briefing room podium, internal polling is typically forcing the correction. The proposed Saudi nuclear deal is facing fractures on multiple fronts. The New York Times reported that Trump family members and allied figures stand to profit directly from the agreement's structure, a disclosure that has drawn public opposition from Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, a conservative reliably in Trump's corner. Ambassador Waltz added a conditional layer that has received less attention. The deal, though signed, will not be implemented until Saudi Arabia formally normalizes relations with Israel, the Abraham Accords condition. Asking Riyadh to normalize with Jerusalem now, while Iran is threatening to widen the war if U.S. strikes resume and Khamenei is conditioning peace on Israel ending Lebanon operations, is asking for movement in a regional environment that makes it maximally difficult. The Democratic coalition is navigating its own internal fracture. Senator Bernie Sanders fired back at former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel over progressive primary victories, telling reporters voters are sick and tired of Democratic establishment politics. Progressive candidates are reportedly winning key races ahead of August primaries. Representative Seth Moulton has made age the explicit centerpiece of his primary challenge to 80-year-old Senator Ed Markey, arguing the party's credibility on generational leadership requires younger candidates. The argument mirrors, in inverted form, the Koch network's warning to Republicans. Both parties are having versions of the same conversation about whether their current leadership cohort maps to where the electorate actually is. Two enforcement stories illustrated the breadth of simultaneous government action. ICE operations targeting Haitian nationals, as temporary protected status protections expire, are moving against a community that has been in the United States legally, some for years, under protections extended by successive administrations after successive Haitian crises. The FBI simultaneously captured an alleged $32 million COVID fraud fugitive in Jamaica. Enforcement priorities within a single week can be concurrent and vastly different in their targets and their human stakes.